Yes, sir. J-Mail Price is in the building, baby. And we finna get right into the shits, man. Much love to Fantasia Barrino and much love to the Breakfast Club. But shit, we finna get into the shits. It's a comment she made about women should be submissive, you know? A lot of people agreed with it. A lot of people disagreed with her. But nevertheless, hey, she made the statement on the Breakfast Club. It went viral. And it got around to no other than your boy, J-Mail Price. You hear me? And, yeah, man, we about to get into the shits, man. ATL Paper Chasers Podcast, much love to everybody, you know, for making the podcast the hottest thing coming up in Atlanta. The hottest podcast coming up in Atlanta. It's moving, man. I fuck with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I got to show some appreciation, you know what I'm saying? I got to get a team behind me to help me show some appreciation to everybody that's making this possible, because I'm really doing this by myself and it's doing numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's doing major numbers. Just 2 months in, you know? It's doing major numbers. And much love to everybody, man. I fuck with everybody for fucking with me. But we about to get right into the shit, man. Right after these sponsors, man. J-Mail Price in the building. Yeah. Yes, sir. This is your boy, J-Mail Price. We back in the building, man. We finna get right to it, man. Some real shit. Make love and make noise for the podcast. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Yes, make love and make noise for it. You hear me? Because J-Mail Price is in the building, baby. ATL Paper Chasers. You know what I'm talking about? For real. But without further ado, I'm finna get into the shits. Fantasia was in a interview on Breakfast Club, and to be honest with you, what she was talking about really took my ear, you know what I'm saying, and really made me become a fan of her all over again, because Fantasia, I love her voice. She's very beautiful. She was very beautiful when she came out, you heard me, and shit, she's an American Idol winner. I love Fantasia, you hear me? Real talk. And these are her words that she said. Women don't have a man because they're not submissive. She went on to say that she's the neck and her man is the head of the house. And I fell in love with fucking Fantasia behind saying that. I made a post about it. I made plenty of posts about it. You know what I'm saying? And then a fellow podcaster, Seriously AC, from out of Los Angeles, California, got on and made me see the real deal of this shit. And you know what I'm saying? I can't help but to agree with her. And most niggas might think I'm hating, but on some real shit, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck what you say. And most women might think that this is hating because they probably own this train. I had to see the bigger picture of this shit, where Fantasia is saying that her man is the head and she's the neck. Then I thought about it. Fantasia is famous. She is making the money. She's that nigga. And I said to myself after Seriously made that comment, and I thought about it. It really wasn't for me to give a fuck. I just love to hear a woman admit that shit. And to say that shit and spread awareness of it. And you know, I appreciate Fantasia being the sacrificial lamb for that. But a woman called this shit out. And I couldn't help but to say, here's the message that, seriously, AC said. She said, I salute Fantasia for saying what she's saying, but who is this nigga that she letting be the head of her house and she making all the fucking money? It's stupid. I'ma get back to the nigga that replied to her comment trying to justify this shit. And honestly, I thought about that shit like, yeah. And this is real talk. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You heard me on some real shit. It's a difference between love and respect for somebody. You know what I'm saying? For your man. If you're in a relationship, if you're making the money and that nigga ain't on your level, and I hate to put it like that because shit, this shit could be flipped around to the man saying, you know what I'm saying? But no, a man ain't finna say a woman is the head of the house. But for the most part, I just don't understand. What the fuck, I thought about it. I can't understand what the fuck Fantasia's going with this shit. Unless that nigga is her manager, how could a nigga that ain't on the same stature as her be the head of her fucking house? Like, real talk. And I want to get into this. It, you know, it was some people renting spaces out of my crib. You know, when I was coming back, bouncing back from my divorce, I was trying to keep my fucking roof over my head. So, shit, I got four extra bedrooms. Yeah, shit, if you paying $500 a month, yeah, come on through. Shit, I ain't scared of nobody. Y'all motherfucker telling me to check their resume or check their background. Motherfucker, I'm straight. Check my background before you move up in here with me. That's what I was saying. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The woman was a fucking optometrist, an eye doctor. And her dude that was staying at the house all day, sucking up all the air conditioning, you know what I'm saying, was a nigga staying at the house, sucking up all the air conditioning. And this nigga, she, behind closed doors, yeah, she let this nigga know she was the head of the house. But in front of me, she wanted him to be the head of the house. Like, okay, in front of people, you could be the head of the house. I'm gonna give you that respect. But behind closed doors, you know who pay the bills, nigga. And my walls are thin. I hear this shit. And I see this shit anyway. You hear me? I'm seeing who the fuck going to work and who just sitting around sucking up air. You hear me? So, nigga, I don't want to talk to the nigga that ain't making the money. I want to talk to the motherfucker that's making the money. I want to talk to the motherfucker that's going to pay me. You hear me? Man, I thought about that shit. Seriously, was on to some shit. Like, real talk, who the fuck is that nigga, man? And much love for her having the respect for that dude, but that's like a slap in the face to niggas that really handling things at her. That the woman could give a nigga that ain't handling things that type of power to say, okay, now he the head of the fucking house. And hang or not, shit, I could make less money than any woman that I'm with. But on some real shit, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be the head of my fucking household. Ain't nobody finna just appoint me. I'm that nigga anyway. And that's what Fantasia did. She appointed this nigga as the fucking head of the house. And honestly, I had to think about that. But then again, you know what I'm saying, some real shit. Pimping is pimping, you know what I'm saying? Most like on some real shit. A nigga that probably motivates you and behind, you know, got your back through thick and thin. Or, you know what I'm saying, the nigga paid the bills and y'all went broke together until you got on American Idol and you became a star. If that nigga held her down, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my place to really just research that shit, but on some real shit, man, I'm saying all that to say this. Women, if you're listening to Fantasia, and you have a nigga that you covering all the slack for, and you know, you handling all the bills and you breaking your back for this nigga. Yes, he's been a motivator and all this old type of shit, so you can keep going. That's finesse pimping right there. And we're gonna get into that in another episode, but that's finesse pimping. And of course, that nigga might, to a certain extent, have the title of being the head of the household because he knows how to get in your head to make you continue to keep on keeping on to keep him afloat. You hear me? I don't know their situation, and I'm not finna dig in and see who the fuck this nigga is. I really don't care after this podcast, but I do see a lot of that, and I want to bring this to the forefront to my other women. Yes, if you repeat these words and say that Fantasia is right and you got a nigga at home that you're taking care of, but you choose to say that yes, that nigga's the head of the household that you're paying for and that you're taking care of all the bills and you're handling all of the overhead. You're on the right track, but you're on the wrong train, baby. You hear me? Real talk. And if I was your fucking daddy, don't bring no grandkids over here for me to motherfucking babysit, because you ain't finna let me watch a nigga pimp you and then you throwing my grandchildren on me and I can't enjoy my life because you choose to put a burden on your life. And you know, I can't condone that. I couldn't condone it. If I was a father, I'm going to encourage my daughters to go get somebody that is really the king of the household. A nigga that's going to let me know he got my daughter back no matter what. Don't bring no nigga to me. If I did have a daughter, she better not bring no motherfucking nigga to me that just coming to the table with swag and personality and say some shit like, oh, you got to get to know him. Motherfucker, if you don't get this nigga up out my motherfucking house, talk about I got to get to know him just because you love his personality, but he can't do nothing for you. Instead of putting babies up in you, and I got to continuously be a loving grandfather to some shit that can be prevented? Get the fuck out of here. Call my lawyer. I can't condone it and I can't support it. Call my lawyer. Real talk. And I'm being real, man. For real, though. If you could be into some shit that you can prevent, if you got motherfucker on your side that's really helping you handle the fucking overhead, but you going telling another nigga that can help you handle the overhead that I can pay my own bills, motherfucker, that's the nigga you need to roll with. You know what I'm saying? All that crazy shit. Forgive me for rambling, but I was with Fantasia until I thought about that shit. Like, I had to be in reality with myself. Like, I can't condone me having a daughter. I can't condone having a daughter with that mindset. That's having a nigga that you have to support, and you say he the head of the fucking household. I'm not with it. I'm sorry. So much love to Fantasia. I love her anyway, but I love her voice, and that doesn't take away from the person that she is to me, because she's very sweet person. Very sweet person. But to you other motherfuckers that's listening, you see where I'm going with this. I'm not finna get any more vulgar or no more judgmental about this shit. Get you a motherfucker that's really the head of your household, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? It's good to get a nigga that you respect, but don't call him the head of the household. I wouldn't feel right if I wasn't supporting my woman and she called me the head of the household. I'm her fucking woman if I'm just letting her be in the head of the household. But, hey, I don't know their situation. I'm just shedding light to the women that out here living like this. And hopefully you stop living like that. And I got to roll out, man, for real, because I got to get that paper, man, for real. J-Mail Price is in the building. And if you like what you heard, donate a dollar to my Cash App, JAYMELPRICE. JAYMELPRICE. Again, Fantasia on the right track, but she on the wrong train. You hear me? And I'll holler at y'all later, man. J-Mail Price is in the building. Call my lawyer.